Sunshine, it's 70.
It's Bulls Eye on the Afternoon with Andy Bulbart and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.
And today we come to you from the Nick Abraham Elyria Ford Showroom for the Elyria Schools Education Celebration. Doors will open up right around 5 o'clock. $10 to get in. They've got lots of gift baskets. Silent auction style here today. A pickle bar. They've got some food set up. It should be a great time. Bands are playing throughout the course of the evening as well, so come on down here and check it out. It is a Tuesday afternoon, so that means it's time for our local beat with Lisa. Lisa Roberson, that is, with the Chronicle Telegram, and it's brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Mother's Day is on Sunday, and if you haven't gotten Mom anything yet, well, you better get on it because you're running out of time. Moms love flowers, no question about that. I'm sure Mom likes your hugs and Mom likes your kisses, but Mom would like some jewelry as well, and you can get some of that if you go down to Vandermark Jewelers right across from the hospital, a trusted name in jewelry. We wouldn't send you to a place that we don't trust ourselves, so make sure you head on down to Vandermark Jewelers because they've got plenty of gifts for you to surprise Mom with on this Mother's Day this coming Sunday. Lisa, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Lovely.
I'm sitting here posting a selfie of us on Twitter. Nice. as you talk.
Impressive. I wasn't prepared for that one. I should have smiled on that. Selfie of you or selfie of us?
Well, you're a guy's in the background.
Oh, I wasn't ready for it.
What do they call that? Like an Aussie, right?
An Aussie.
Aussie, that's right. Okay. I've heard that phrase before because it's weird how, you know, social media like opens up the vernacular, right? You've got so many different phrases you can use now that we invent, like Aussie. That's got to be it, right? What else would it be? It's not really a selfie if it's
right,
you and others, right?
Right, multiple people in the photo, right. So there's it's us.
That's a good point, yes.
Yes.
I don't see how we or they or anything else could work in
a
that.
A wee?
No. You're right. Social right. media does, you know, add extra words to our vocabulary. Like, when did you want to tell someone, I'm going to friend you, or yeah, I will right. follow you?
Well, I saw somewhere adulting came from social media. Somebody posted it, and it caught on. Wildfire. Everybody uses adulting now. It's officially a word.
It is a good word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My daughter's doing a little adulting today.
Is she?
Yes.
Very cool.
Has she left yet? Has she?
Today's her first day at work, and okay. So she said that she was one of the first people there and a few people who actually bought a Social Security card and a birth certificate. And I was like, well,
impressive.
You're supposed to bring that on your first day of work because you have lots of paperwork to fill out. And she says a lot of people didn't bring them. So I was like, good adulting today, little girl.
Yeah, that's
nice. That's a big time high five. Yeah, no question about that. Well, we'll get down to business here. 6 acres of land recently donated to the Elyria Community Improvement Corporation. Where's this land, and any idea what this is going to be used for?
The land is on Griswold and Leona Roads, and so it's near the Jack Mataya Honda. It's back in that little, it's kind of a cul-de-sac area, and I wish I knew what was going back there. But when things go through the Elyria Community Improvement Corporation, one of the things that they can guarantee to businesses that are looking to move into a city or looking for some kind of economic development incentives or packages is like secrecy until everything is done. You don't get to hear anything. Nothing's a public record that I can request, because I love to do that, because it helps give me some details. And so nothing will be finalized. Actually, today, I made a request to the mayor to give me a copy of the loan agreement that she made with Johnny Kay's. If you recall, yeah. The city's Community Improvement Corporation loaned Johnny Kay's $500,000. And so now that agreement has been finalized and everyone signed off on it, now it can become public. And now I can request it and see what are the terms of this agreement so I can see how they're going to pay back the city for this money.
We're about 6 days away from the reported May 14th date, where Mayor Brenda's apparently going to let us know about all this wonderful news in the city of Elyria with some new businesses, some new economic development coming to town. Any idea what kinds of news she's going to give us? Is there anything circulating out there?
I have not heard anything, which is very strange, because typically I would hear a little bit of buzz about something, but I have not heard anything about this particular project. I know that, you know, the company's interested in it. This is vacant land. I've been over there. I've driven in that area. There's nothing there. The city picked it up at a sheriff's sale. No one wanted it, so it went back to the city, which, you know, helps. It clears the taxes when it goes back to the city, and so then they can hold on to it until it's time for them to hand it off to someone else.
So we're 6 days away from that, right? That date hasn't changed at all, has it?
Hasn't changed. That's a set finance committee meeting. And so that's when they'll just probably discuss some kind of incentive package, which typically comes to the finance committee first, which is the reason why she said come to the meeting, because she'll discuss it then, because she has to get the finance committee to kind of sign off on these things.
Very cool stuff. Again, Lisa Roberson is our guest here on our local beat with Lisa, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Details on Middle Avenue. I know we talked about this earlier. It was going to be renamed to honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Now, I know there were some recent developments. I know Councilman Marcus Madison was kind of working to try and get the ball rolling on that. What are some of the new developments there?
Well, he said this is now a county-wide issue. A lot of people in the community, a lot of other communities, organizations, and community churches have kind of taken this issue and said this is not just something the city of Elyria can be proud of, but something Lorain County can be proud of. And so I'm looking forward to when, you know, he's circulating a petition. So the petition signers will be co-sponsors on legislation that he presents to city council. So I'm looking forward to see how many people are signed up on this.
Well, today, you know, we come at you from the Nick Abraham Elyria Ford Showroom for the Elyria Schools Education Celebration, which leads us right into our next question here. I mean, you wrote an article earlier talking about the optimistic five-year forecast for Elyria Schools, some good news coming out of that. What are some of the things that stood out to you?
Some things that stood out to me is how they've been very fiscally responsible in recent years. You know, if you go back a decade ago, Elyria Schools was in a much different place financially. You know, they were reducing their teaching staff and they were closing buildings. And, you know, it was a lot of trying to shore up the budget. And so now, a decade later, you see how all of that work paid off. You see how the financial picture is a lot better. We're looking at a $28 million cash balance for this year. And for the next 5 years, we will have a cash balance for the district. You know, they will start deficit spending about 2020. And so they will have to look at that. Deficit spending means they're going to start spending more money than they're bringing in for revenue and revenue. You know, property taxes and state funding, things like that. So they're going to start bringing in less revenue and spending more. And so 2020, they're going to have to start watching that. But it's not going to be enough to take us in the red. We'll still have a cash balance 5 years out of at least $12 million.
Well, that's a good place to be in, right?
That is a very good place to be. Well, which kind of leads into the next question you're going to ask me. Go ahead.
It does, yeah. Well, and I was just going to say, another reason we're here is because, look, certain things pop up, and that's why fundraisers are here, so you can help to fund certain things that you don't always have the funding for. And, of course, you know, when you come into a great place like the Nick Abraham Elyria Ford Showroom, it lends itself to an atmosphere like this. People are coming in having a great time. People are bidding on these silent auction items. And, again, it goes towards a great cause. It's a fundraiser, and, you know, things pop up that you don't necessarily anticipate. This isn't something that specifically just got to Elyria. It's something that's getting to schools everywhere. I mean, it's crazy how this thing has really kind of blossomed the last couple of weeks here, but Northwood Middle School kids are still going on their Washington, D.C. trip. And part of that is because, you know, fundraisers like this have actually kind of helped.
Yes. You know, that the Washington, D.C. trip is set for May 23rd, so there's going to be about 85 kids are going to go with some parents and some staff members. And this was probably going to be, you know, a traditional trip. And then this news broke that Discovery Tours, which is a tour company that's been working with the district for over a decade, ran into some problems. You know, they're canceling school trips all across the state. They've been working with school districts for many, many years, and so a lot of the school districts were caught off guard when they got this news that Discovery Tours were going to kind of go out of business suddenly. And then they were like, what happens to our trips now? Because they just canceled all the trips just effective immediately. And so Elyria Schools, you know, they're in good financial shape. They're able to front the cost to send the kids to Washington, D.C., and then they can work, you know, to recoup their funds a different way.
About 80 kids going on that trip?
About 85 kids going on the trip. And, you know, this is 85 kids who paid about $450 a piece. So we're talking, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars that went to this tour company that's gone now.
Yeah. So, yeah, they declared bankrupt. So, I mean, that money is just gone. There's no reimbursement, is there?
There's no, well, they're going through Chapter 7 bankruptcy right now, which is what I've been hearing. I have not seen the filing just yet. I'll pick it up in federal court, of the federal court database later on today. But I've also heard reports about, you know, they have an insurance company that could, you know, help some of the parents and some of the school districts get back their money. This is going to be a long process. Sure. You know, this is bankruptcy court with the bankruptcy, you know, filing is going to have to figure out who are people who are owed money and how they're going to get the money. But this is just really a sudden thing that so many school districts were not prepared for. You know, in Elyria, kids are still going to go. You know, these eighth graders had no idea their trip was in jeopardy because the school district just stepped up and said, not a problem, we'll take care of it.
Yeah, and God, that's a killer. I mean, I can only imagine if you're a parent, you shell out almost $500 for this trip, and then you come to find out, oh, sorry, we're not going because this travel company apparently just went kaput. And nothing has been explained right now. Although, yeah, as you mentioned, this is going to take a long time because it affects so many different schools. That was the bizarre thing to me, because it first came out last week, we heard that Mentor wasn't going to be able to go on it. But I didn't realize that company had been doing business with so many different schools.
Everyone around here.
Yeah. Everyone, I think, you know, and then Oberlin was affected, Vermillion was affected, and then you can leave the county, you go to Hudson, you go to Twinsburg, you know, you go to other parts of the state, you go to Troy, you go to Hamilton. They've been planning trips for decades with so many school districts.
Yeah, as someone who took that trip when I was in junior high, I mean, I know that was something I look forward to at the end of the year, going with my buddies and seeing kind of these historic places.
Very cool stuff. Yeah, I mean, well, I'm glad that Elyria is able to go on the trip still, too, because that's a really awesome trip for the kids. Lisa, a pleasure as always to have you with us here, and we'll be back in studio, I think, next Tuesday. So back in our humble abode.
Okay, I'll look forward to seeing you guys there.
Awesome. Thank you, Lisa. Again, Lisa's appearances are brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers, a trusted name in jewelry, and a place that you should go to before Sunday. Don't wait before it's too late for Mother's Day. Make sure you head on down to Vandermark Jewelers. Time for a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Matt and I will return after this on AM 930 WEOL.